Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The paragraph that we see currently as drafted at the beginning notes that colonialism has led to several bad things, racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, et cetera. And the way it's been drafted makes sense later on in that it says it suffers from the consequences of colonialism, which are, you know, racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, related intolerance. Labeling those as cruel or unjust treatment for us is a step too far for several reasons, because you're essentially giving an idea, the character of a person, and saying that that person has inflicted some sort of cruel or unjust treatment on somebody else. Back to the point made earlier about sort of this being language that you would see when it comes to things like torture, which is an action taken by a person or a state against an individual. This sort of language would be very strong, but at the same time very unclear, and so it begs the question, who is victimizing who? And I think going back to the original formulation of its lasting consequences, which we can refer to as racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, those would be things from which the people of African descent suffer, and that the suffering continues and must be condemned and its reoccurrence prevented. Thank you. And to also support that one in these situations, language from the DDPA can be used. I think that's language that has been very extensively discussed, and, you know, in this case, no objection, and we'd support, I think, using sort of DDPA language as it relates to the, in areas where there's a very clear overlap with what we're discussing. Thank you.